from November right now, the last time I stopped counting, it was over 1,400 in just the month of November, and that is the highest within a single month. I'm sure now it could have even go above 1,500 or 600, because every day the numbers are increasing. There is no positive trend to see the numbers are decreasing. Now we have a lot of treatment facilities. Now we have more laboratories, but yet there are still some of the major towns that are being affected that do not have access to laboratories. So that's a big challenge. The numbers are still increasing amidst all the efforts.
So far, six doctors and over 100 frontline health workers have died from Ebola. What is the situation now regarding health workers? Do they have the necessary equipment and protection they need? And are there enough health workers in Sierra Leone right now battling Ebola?
We have a lot of health personnel. I mean, recently, even there were some volunteers from the UK that also came in. We have the Cubans on the ground. We have the Chinese on the ground. Like that, we are just overwhelmed by the enormity of the challenge. Actually, we have lost 7 doctors. And even this week, again, there was a report about 2 doctors have got infected again. One is an Italian that has been taken out of the country, and another one that's a national is still within country and being treated. So this is a very, very huge task for the health personnel.
What is needed now to reduce the spreading of the disease?
One of the key challenges I think we are facing currently, we do not have enough laboratories in all the districts. Ideally, it would have been nice if you have laboratories in each district so a suspected case can be quickly isolated, result is positive, and they can be taken to a treatment or holding center. Secondly, the holding facilities are overflowing. We do not have enough bed space to accommodate all the sick people that are currently showing signs and symptoms. That's another big challenge. And thirdly, because of the large number of people that are picking up the disease and you need to quarantine a lot of houses, there are many houses where Ebola victims have been picked up that have not been quarantined because we don't have enough security deployed to such places and they have not been supplied with food. People will leave the houses. They will move out of being isolated for 21 days because they are not being provided with food. And even up to now, the time it takes for positive results to come back to communities and therefore all those who are we associated with that one positive person to be isolated and actually secure so that they do not move. And unfortunately, there is a lapse in the security system. I just gave an example of Kenema District, which had been isolated in August, and they had been doing very well at the district level. They had no new infections for nearly 1 month, and then we had a case. How did it happen? No one knows. Of someone who is infected moving out from Freetown to enter an isolated zone that she was not supposed to enter. How she entered there, no one knew. Definitely a weakness in the systems of allowing people to go into the zone that they are not supposed to enter.
How is Sierra Leone's government addressing these issues, as well as how is the international community responding to these major challenges?
The Sierra Leone government has been doing a lot even before the international support started coming in. And now, for sure, the one major thing they are confronting is how to coordinate all the support that is coming out from different sectors. Another challenge that could be facing is when some of the international funding that is coming is not going through government. Is going through different international NGOs and international institutions like the UN bodies. How to actually coordinate and have a grasp of the whole situation is a big challenge. I'll just give a simple example. In some districts where you have people who are responsible for handling corpses are being paid by international NGOs. In another case, you have situations where they are being paid by government. And so if there's a delay in payment of those that are handled by government, you see strikes. I mean, health workers who have not been paid displayed corpses of dead Ebola patients outside of the hospital as a sign of protest. And these are people that have been managed as supposed to be paid by government, and they have not been paid for over a month.
People's attitudes towards Ebola has also been very challenging over these months in trying to contain the virus. What do you see now as some of the biggest challenges in getting people to follow direction? And also, what is their attitude towards people who have been former Ebola patients?
What I can say probably has changed a bit is the acceptance of Ebola survivors. But what I've still not seen is the attitude of people. People still have the negative attitudes of doing the wrong things that will make them continue to get infection. We still have the challenge of people hiding sick people within their houses. We still have the challenge. There was even a very bad scenario recently when people had to go and exhume a dead Ebola body because they said they had to perform special traditional rites on the cops. And that was even being championed by a local chief. So it just shows we still have a big challenge in the social mobilization to effectively get everyone on board. We all know if people have the positive attitude, we could easily tackle it. But ideally, even if we got all the hospitals and with all the facilities, if people don't change their attitude, we cannot easily get rid of the disease.